knew this guy. This guy just thinks
Listen to him.
Hi, this is Mix 107.3's Jack Diamond. Wishing you and yours the happiest of holidays with the sounds of Christmas.
Have you.
A gift from our family to yours.
Does anybody ever, everybody in
Mix 107.3.
Everybody in business, everybody in their personal life, you have met an individual like this. The kind of individual who knows everything. Mm-hmm. Who is never wrong. Who, you know, if he does something, it's the way it's supposed to be done. It's just,
now.
I hate the guy.
Here we go into the part of the article that I have highlighted that I consider to be his open message to you and I.
Very good. Let's listen. Yeah, he's going to slam us, I'm sure.
Don't ever do a break, let alone a show, for any other jocks in the market. They don't count. Ever. Next paragraph.
Even though he's talked about us before.
Oh, yes.
Funny.
Oh, and as a matter of fact, you know what? This will probably be an excellent way of pointing that out.
Uh-huh.
Listen to this.
The Don and Mike Show goes to war.
This time, no mercy on you.
Sure.
You son of a bitch.
The enemy, Jack Diamond, a.k.a. Harvey Joel Fisher.
The Harvey Joel Fisher Pandora's box has been opened.
Everybody in the radio business hates you.
So does this war have Harvey in over his head?
I got some news for you. You're in deep water now, okay? You're swimming with the big boys now.
Don and Mike even mercifully offer the enemy a way out.
And the only way it's going to end is when you come on this show and ask us publicly to please stop talking about you.
But despite all of his tough talk, Harvey Joel pussies out just 24 hours later.
Harvey.
Good morning.
All right, well, I will accept this as your apology since you were big enough to call us.
Well, thank you, guys.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
Have okay. a nice day.
Thank you very much.
The Allied forces of the Don and Mike Show prove victorious once again.
All right.
Keeping America safe. So remember what we've learned.
What have we learned?
Don't with Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Right.
And God bless America.
So, don't ever do a break or a show for other jocks in the market. They don't count ever.
Mm. Passionate there.
Even though we have a tape of him calling us after we called him out one time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Ignore cheap shots from the competition.
He doesn't do that.
They're really just free promotion. Ever send someone an email and never get a reply?
Frustrating.
Yeah, like you and I are over here frustrated that he doesn't say anything. He doesn't say anything because we've told him to shut up.
Right. Yeah, well, we've talked about him. I mean, he's wonderful to talk about because he's just jive.
Ever send someone an email and not get a reply? Frustrating. It is for them, too, when they bash you and you don't respond. Listeners will tune in to hear what, quote, the worst morning show in the world, unquote, sounds like.
it's funny that he's venting a little bit.
Yeah.
This is great.
And then he moves on. Did you give your listeners enough chances to weigh in with their thoughts and opinions today?
Did you? I'll try to share
the spotlight on the people who are really listening. Make your guests look good. Do your homework. Ask relevant questions that your listeners are asking themselves while they're listening to the interview. Always ask top-of-the-mind questions about the guest. Occasionally, your listeners will ask, what's in this for me? Have you served them in some way, even if it means just entertaining them? Did today's show have a, did you hear? Something listeners learn from you and will share with someone in their lives?
Yeah, it's water cooler talk. What's happening around a water cooler, yeah.
Paint pictures of everything you can talk about.
Paint pictures.
Make sure your listeners can see it, taste it, and more importantly, feel it.
Hey, it tastes like copper.
Yeah, I got news for you. If you could taste the Jack Diamond Show, it would taste like S.
Hey, but we let our listeners taste it and feel it quite often on this show, and they enjoy it.
Read magazines you don't normally read. See the premiere episode of every new TV show that hits the air.
Oh, here's where the lying begins in earnest.
Yes.
What is it? Watch the premiere of every television show.
Right. Be a tourist in your own city.
See, I've been on the air a long time. I'm going to tell a younger broadcaster to do something that's impossible.
Share your discoveries.
Hey, look, I found my penis.
Don't be afraid to be wrong. Ask for listeners' help when you don't know. Don't fake it. This is coming from the biggest phony on 2 feet. Be human. Have an opinion, even if it's not popular.
I am an a-hole.
But don't attack a listener for his or her opinion.
You are an a-hole.
talk about local people, local teams, local companies.
Bob Ryan.
In a positive way. Mention a local high school baseball game you attended.
God, this is just...
Talk about the great team spirit and how much fun the game was.
This is so unfair. There may be guys that are, like, coming up that are reading this and buying into it. It's so unfair.
You know, they might read it and buy into it, but then they'll go to the back of the magazine where you can get air checks of the jockeys.
Or better yet, they'll run into a guy like Jack Diamond.
You know, they'll hear his show.
Like, he might be the program director of the first radio station they worked at.
And you'll find out what a weenie is. Know the names of local TV anchors, politicians, sports figures. Invite them to participate in the show. Send thank you notes. Or at least make a thank you call. Especially, thank the small people.
Yeah, there it is.
Yeah,
he
little
slipped.
People.
There it is. The small people. That's what he thinks.
Especially thank the small people.
He's so on the top of the mountain.
Thank the small people.
What a hemorrhoid.
Hi, listeners.
Hey, listen, I would like to thank all the little people that make this show possible. He's
small
a disc
people.
Jockey. He's talking like he's some pope.
Thank the small people.
The small people. I would like to thank all the small people that made me what I am today.
And then finally, here's how he sums it off. Sums it all up. Don't take yourself too seriously. I'd rather be the political cartoon than the editorial.
Oh, hey, yeah, but put a lot of thought into that one, huh? Yes, sir. Yeah. Good job. God
right,
almighty.
Please, especially thank the small people.
All those tiny people.
Listen, Jack Diamond, I want to tell you something. Even though I've called the Don and Mike show and I've apologized, even though I've come to their radio station one day and begged them to stop talking about me.
And I brought coffee mugs.
And even though I've called their general manager and complained and said it's not fair that they talk about me.
I don't pay attention to rumors or movie magazines.
I'm going to go on Radio and Records and I'm going to say ignore the competition.
And don't, you know, thank the small people.
Well, I mean, I've seen him. He's a small person.
Small person, right. Yeah, he's tiny.
Absolutely.
Anywhere in that article mention an unamplified guitar or a monogrammed automobile?
Yeah, and incidentally, when you go out with your DJ band, make sure they unplug your amplifier. Thank you.
And as you go through Corvette after Corvette, because you have a small penis, make sure that at the dealership, when you return the car, after it's only got 1,000 miles on it, that you work out a deal with the dealership, that they put a plaque inside that says, this car driven by WRQX's Diamond in the Morning. And when you're getting your oil changed,
thank you.
Don't forget to thank the small people.
Say, listen, a small man, changing my oil, thank you. Thank you very much.
Little person out there. Hey, bag boy at the grocery, small person.
I want to thank you for putting those groceries in the bag. In fact, I'm going to be back next week thanking more small people. Small people than me, big Jack Diamond.
Thanks. Say, small person who I'm thanking.
Hey, Tiny.
What do you think of that brand new show on the WB last night at 8 o'clock?
I have to tell you, I watch every premiere of every new episode on television. Thank you. And even though you're small, I stoop down to thank you.
God, that right there, of all the things in that whole article, that's where he tips his hand, the small
especially,
people.
Especially
this is a guy who is
people.
A DJ, okay? Mm-hmm. And he acts
I
and conducts
you.
Himself.
You're one of the small people just like
you're
we are.
You're one of the small people, you know? You want to talk about one of the big people, you want to talk about, you know, Al Pacino, Robert De Niro, okay? Yeah. You're not this big showbiz guy. You don't have to thank the small people. You are one.
Don't ever do a break, let alone a show, for other jocks in the market.
Thank you.
They don't count.
Right.
Ever.
Hey, listen, let me run back in to that place where I did the car dealership, where I did the remote broadcast. There are a couple of small people I forgot to say. Thank you, small people.
Do we have short people by Randy Newman?
You know, I don't know if we do.
You know, we can get a good parody song out of that.
Thank you,
small people.
Got no reason.
Thank you.
But they got a reason to live if I thank them, because I'm Big Jack Diamond. Even though I'm 4 feet tall.
BJD.
Thank you.
Big Jack Diamond.
Oh, well, there you go.
All right, so that's, let's see, we learned a lot on doing our show now from Jim Harper.
Yeah, Jim Harper was right next to Harvey.
In Detroit, Jim Harper says, don't do a dirty show.
No.
Be clean.
Thank you.
Make sure that you're friends with the salespeople, and don't F anybody that you work with.
Right.
Which
It was kind of weird.
Yeah, very strange. He had to mention that.
Yeah. And Jack Diamond says, don't ever do a break or acknowledge the competition, ignore the cheap shots, even though he's come down to the station, he's confronted us in person, he's complained to our manager, and he called the show to apologize, and we demanded that he do it.
But even with all that, you have to remember the one thing in that entire article, thank the small people. Make a list of small people who you're going to thank.
All you people tomorrow who might be tuning in this show, because, you know, as he writes here, listeners will tune in to hear what the quote-unquote worst morning show in the world sounds like. Mm-hmm. Keep in mind that if you do that, you're one of the small people.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You're one of the small people.
Amen.
Small people.
Amen, brother.
Especially.
Thank you.
Especially thank the small people.
This car, driven by Jack Diamond, a big man. Who doesn't forget to thank the small people.
It's great to be here in Smallville. He spent a lot of time with Dan Snyder, then. For God's sakes.
I'm no small-timer.
Okay. That's thank you for the disc jockey tips. We got a break. Oh, and when we come back, the orgy girls.
Is that, are those the women who have been flitting around the hallway?
Oh, yeah, that's right. There's going to be some kind of orgy going on in New York this weekend.
Really?
They're coming in. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
And the newsletter's just about ready to go out. All I need now is the Hank Stunts column.
Okay. Oh, right. Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thoughts. It's October. And we all know what that means. If Princess Di were here, I'd tell her, hang in there. Kill for a dreamsicle right now. Now, maybe it's me, but I think Sharon Gless should be on TV every night. If I had my druthers, there would be no more world hunger. What do you think?
Couple more.
I sure do miss the cow sills. That mini-skirted mom sure was sexy.
Jesus.
I think that's Jerry and Sally f***ing in the parking lot.
Wow!
I am telling you, nothing beats that missionary position.
I think I have enough, thanks.
Yeah, hurry up and put it in the computer and get it out to the fans.
I might just do a little editing.
No. We never edit Hank's thoughts.
Right.
Hey, Hank.
Whoa.
Listen.
Come here.
Don't make me look at your car again.
What?
Hey. Jesus, I just talked to him.
Yeah, get a load of that. God, that little rat bastard. I thought you had a talk with him.
I did.
Hell of a lot of good it did. If he bangs her any harder, the airbags are going to inflate.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK. 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW. 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
That's right.
I've had it up to here with the likes of you people.
All right, we're back on the air. Let's,
Okay. A brief bumper. Just brief. The Don and Mike Show.
Let's bring the orgy girls in.
Yes, please.
Now, what the hell is going on here?
Here's what I understand.
Tomorrow night in New York, 125th E Street and 11th Streets in New York at Webster Hall. It's the Imperial Orgy, the Erotic Masquerade Ball. It's an orgy.
Is that like Eyes Wide Shut? You know, where they all wear their masks and they're sitting there, you know.
Something like that. And the websites to go to are www.orgyball.com.
Wow.
Or www.dcsocialinsider.com.
And here they all are. Are all you people that are in the studio here going to be participating in the orgy?
Yes, we are.
Actually, not all of us, but most of us.
All right, now, Lisa, where is Lisa? Hold on a second.
So, Lisa, can I get you something to drink?
Now, Lisa, when you came, hold on, when you
oh,
came,
look at that. There's the poster.
When you pitched these guys as guests because they had called, thought was that, explain to me what you told me that they're having an orgy tomorrow night in New York.
Right, they're having an orgy tomorrow night in New York.
Sexy beasts are welcome.
Are you going up for the orgy, Lisa? Will you be participating?
Yes, I have taken the day off for tomorrow and the next day, so I will be going to the orgy.
Very good.
Spending a lot of time in the spanking booth, I'm sure.
All right.
Spanking booth. Okay, now, how many people will be coming to this orgy tomorrow night at Webster Hall?
About 2,500 people, hopefully. Definitely, actually. We've got a naughty VIP room, a central massage room, a spanking booth, rope tying show if you want to learn how to tie up your loved ones.
Good.
Human buffet, exactly.
The human buffet.
It's all at orgyball.com.
All you can eat.
45 minutes fed by Clint Starr.
I'm actually going to be doing 45 minutes of performing. I'm doing 9 tracks at this show.
What do you perform? What do you do?
It's house music. I'm a house artist, so I've been performing a lot, all over the place. I just got back from doing the Crowbar in Miami. I played 930 Club in D.C.
Oh, very cool.
So are you
a musician?
Musician, house artist.
What is a house artist? What is that?
House music. It's high bass beat dance track.
You know, technical stuff.
So it's like boom, 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 boom,
while people...
Yeah, they're grew-ons.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah,
now, all right. Now you girls, let's get your names here. From
Cassandra.
Who are you?
Cassandra.
Cassandra. And you are?
Amanda,
and you are?
Gina.
And you, now, what are you, sir?
Oh,
I mean, I know you're a man, but what are you doing here?
I'm with the girls.
Oh, you're,
of course.
Security
detail.
Now, you're with the girls. Are you like, you're protecting the girls? Are you their security guy, or are you...
He's part of the foot worship room, actually. He's just not being honest.
Really?
So, if people come to this thing tomorrow night, pun intended, they're going to get laid?
They're going to have a lot of fantasies fulfilled. Let's just put it that way. Right, a lot of fantasies will be fulfilled.
Let me put it to you this way. Somebody hears this. They go up to New York.
Yeah.
They arrive at the place. It's a masquerade bar, ball.
You have to wear a mask. You can't.
You have to wear a mask.
So you wear a mask, and you're just, I mean, right off the street, you walk into this
thing.
It's
a big orgy.
How much does it cost to get in if you're coming in off the street?
$45.
So you pay your $45.
Wow.
You walk in, you've got your mask.
It's a bargain.
You put hors d'oeuvres on the human buffet.
Yeah. The human buffet, like what? Like you put hors d'oeuvres on your body and stuff, and people eat them off your body?
Oh, yes.
Oh, very cool.
You're kidding me.
All right.
You eat off of the human buffet, seriously.
And if like maybe a cherry, for instance, was stuck somewhere, you could eat it out,
suck it,
and then you tie the
whatever
you
need to
do. Right. Gotcha.
Really?
Yeah, prize.
Wow.
Now, are those your real breasts? The ones that I'm looking at right here? No, not you. Hey, house artist, chill for a second.
You're talking to Cassandra, right?
Is this Cassandra? Cassandra, are those real?
Yes, they are.
Oh, fantastic! A little round of applause for us.
I believe we're going to see them.
We're going to see them?
That's part of the deal.
I heard, no, you're not. I heard, who said, no, you're not? No? No? We're not going to see nudity here?
See your breath.
Really?
We can see your nipples.
I mean, we're going to get warmed up for the orgy here. I mean, that's why we thought it'd be fun to have you guys come in here. You know,
I mean,
it's nice to see you fellas and all, but, you know, the nature of this program, you know, being what it is.
I wanted to see them.
Now, what? Now, Lisa's pointing at someone here.
One of these girls can put her legs straight up in the air.
Yes, let's see that.
Yeah,
we need to see legs in the air.
Do you need the use of the chair for this? Is that true?
She can put her legs straight up in the air.
Which one are you? You're the fiery redhead.
The fire redhead, yes.
And you are who?
I'm Amanda.
Amanda, okay. Yeah. Amanda, what are you going to do for us? You're going to perform for us?
Well, I guess that everybody wants me to lift my leg. And
yeah, absolutely.
Let's see you lift your leg.
All right, let's see this.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, very flexible.
Ouch.
That can be very handy.
That's very nice. That's very nice. Now she's doing it with the other leg. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Very nice.
Now,
I've been told that something will happen if I play some of this music, right?
You're going to hear Clint Starr.
Okay, now,
all right, very
now,
good.
I want to tell you that.
Here you go.
I'm playing the music now. Mm-hmm. And now stuff is supposed to start happening here.
Right, is it loud enough in the studio? Can you all hear it? We can hear it, of course, through our headphones right now.
All right, so.
I just spent my $45. I'm wearing my mask. Where the bitches at?
Let's eat.
There we go. Oh, now they're taking their clothes off.
Now the girls are actually taking their clothes off.
Very exciting right now. Wonderful. Let it begin.
Now there's some dancing.
There seems to be some touching.
Touching. And now.
Seems to be rocking back and forth.
Why is it just the guy's shirt that's. Oh, no.
No, there seems to be some clothes beginning to come off in here. As we get ready for it, what is the name of the
Imperial thing? Orgy.
The Imperial Orgy.
The Erotic Masquerade Ball tomorrow night at Webster Hall in New York.
And this is just for people that like to go to parties and wear a mask.
I think you had it right with the eyes wide shut thing.
The eyes wide shut.
People that are in D.C. that are too PC and they need to let loose.
So these are people that just need to let it all hang out.
Now we gotta see a little something here.
Yeah, I'm bored, man. It's a radio show.
Or this commercial is over.
Here we go. Oh, yeah.
Lovely.
The drive-by flashing.
Wonderful.
You didn't see that.
This is America's favorite PG-rated orgy.
That is tame so far.
I think you girls were going to, like, get it on.
Poor baby. Now that's
really?
Thousands tomorrow night.
Oh, it's for tomorrow night.
Get them out.
There we go. Thank you. Thank you very much. Good luck with your orgy tomorrow night. Have a fantastic time.
Bye-bye.
And I know you will. How many people are you expecting at your orgy tomorrow evening?
2,500.
2,500 people. My
OrgyCall.com.
Are pros invited also?
Oh, absolutely.
All right, very good.
The more the merrier.
The more the merrier. Enjoy. Have fun.
Could have doubled it if you would have stayed on a while more.
See you later.
Take care.
Wow. Jesus.
Bye-bye. Yeah. I don't want a PG-rated orgy.
Yeah. You seem rather inhibited.
For God's sakes.
Yeah, geez, they did.
It was beautiful girls.
Yeah. A lot of that.
So go up there to New York and get ready for a disappointment.
Here's what I'm...
No, I'm kidding, of course.
Of course.
We were looking for something. We were really looking for a little debauchery.
Here's what I was pitched.
Right.
I was pitched. They want to come on the show.
Right.
And they want to promote these websites and the fact that they're going to have the orgy.
Uh-huh.
There's going to be the guy, the DJ, and we play his music, and then they're going to bring three beautiful women.
Right.
And the women were beautiful.
The women were very attractive.
And as the music was playing...
They were going to begin to have an orgy.
The women were going to get naked and start to have an orgy.
And it didn't work out that way.
No, so
we got a flash, and that was about it. So, we are extremely impatient. You know, we are not people that like to wait around for that kind of nudity.
All right, thanks to DJ Suck and the Prudes. And that website is www.suckball.com.
Can anyone sense our disappointment a little bit?
It's gone terribly bad.
Yeah, well, that's the way it works.
You know, but at least give us this much. We realize now... If there's not going to be the payoff for you, the home listener, and for us...
We're not going to waste
the
your time.
The home viewers.
Yeah, absolutely.
We won't,
We're not going to put you through that, and we're certainly not... You know, back... There was a day, Don, that we would have lingered in that situation, hoping, pleading...
Yeah, and
but not anymore. It's not going to happen.
The whole time, then, they would have been getting all the plugs in, and at the end of the day, we would have gotten what we got, which was basically the girl doing a ballet move... Or she just could put her legs straight up in the air.
Yeah. And there was also the fascinating talk of the hillbilly disc jockey. So, I mean, there was a lot to be offered there.
Well, you know, you try, and, it sounded good. It certainly sounded good.
The premise was good.
But, I thought they'd, be warming up for it, but they seemed to be inhibited, being on the radio.
Surprising.
It was.
Like a PG-rated orgy.
Oh, man. Up with that. Disappointed.
It's like a Jesus Christ, right. Yeah, absolutely. Orgy smorgy.
Man, now I wish we could get that lady back down to sing the national anthem again. You know, that lady that came and visited us in New York.
Oh, V.
V. Yes.
The lovely V.
I feel very unsatisfied. Frustrated, actually. Very disappointing. Uh-huh.
Right.
God, and now the next time, we're going to have somebody get my birthday nude, right? That's the next time we're going to have nudity in the studio?
Well, Mike.
No.
Doesn't have to be that way anymore.
No, I'm going to maintain that. I'm going to maintain those things.
Perhaps you could just get involved in a small way.
Well, we'll see.
Maybe you could get, I want to thank all the small people.
Yeah, I want to thank the small people. Thank you very much. In what type of small way?
I'm thinking for your birthday.
I could never be this man. I would never.
I'm not saying you should
subject myself. That he's much more open-minded.
You should not put the penis mask on and have sex in the no-no.
Would never do that.
But who's to say that you couldn't receive some type of under-the-radar lap dance that if you were to remain seated...
Yes.
And... perhaps one of the girls' bosoms was to...
yes, bosoms. Bosoms.
Was to force itself...
I suppose.
In the direction of...
Yeah, I think
of your face.
What could you do? My face. My face. There they go. Yeah. See you later. Have fun.
Bye.
Enjoy yourselves. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye, duh.
Bye.
My ass.
Stupid awards.
Jesus Christ. There we go. Yeah, when we're disappointed, we're really disappointed.
Sure.
Yeah. We were ready for... You know, when I saw them wandering the hallway, I thought they were like wild and crazy, but
right.
I guess...
I mean, they've been calling for a long time wanting to get on the show.
Huh. Really?
To promote this.
Well, and let me tell you something. If you're going to sell sex on this show, if you're going to sell like a sexual enterprise like they are, you got to come in and deliver on the radio or forget about it.
Or you get a better... Or you go to Buzz's house tonight.
There you
absolutely.
Go.
Hey,
Joe. I'll see you there.
No, it's not Joe. It's Don and Mike.
Hello? It's a basket.
Hey, how you doing, Don and Mike?
We're doing great, thanks.
Good. Hey, listen, I was watching the E question mark station, or the E...
Exclamation point.
Exclamation point last night.
Yeah, that's an exclamation point.
And I wrote down their top 25 hot blondes in Hollywood. And I wanted to know if you agreed with this list.
You going to go through the whole 25?
I'll read them quick.
No. Just give us the top two.
How about the top 10?
How about the top two?
How about the top two? Okay. Heather Locklear and Reese Witherspoon.
Reese Witherspoon? I disagree.
No.
I mean, Heather Locklear, at the end of the day, Heather Locklear was hot. She still is pretty.
No, that's that e-gay factor. That, you know, did he let the gay men get involved with the list?
Oh.
Absolutely.
I was watching E! Exclamation point. Of course, when you mentioned gay, I got to think of Steve Cometko.
Right.
Steve Cometko. And one time,
Jules Astor.
When we were on our hiatus, on the station in force hiatus, I was watching E! Exclamation point, and they got done with the celebrity news, and he said, and there's someone very special watching today. If I could turn the camera away from me for a second. And there was his family. It was his dad and his mom.
Right.
And his dad looked like the next door neighbor in American Beauty.
Oh, dear.
Looked like an ex-Marine.
Right. Was his buddy Greg there? I think he's still living with Greg Louis.
Greg Louzanis? I don't know. No, it was just his mom and his dad.
Like the dad from American Beauty.
So and proud.
The Marine dad.
The mom who looked like, if you remember Mrs. Wilson on Dennis the Menace?
Yes, yes.
That's who the mom looked like.
Wow. Okay.
The dad looked like...
Like the traditional American housewife?
Yeah. The dad looked like the dad from American Beauty. The two brothers were both sitting with their arms folded. The family looked about as uncomfortable as can be.
Gay, but not too gay.
Yeah.
And you know, he's trying hard if he's putting them on camera. You know, he's trying hard to, you know, to fit in with that situation.
Listen, support me.
Support me.
It's my birthday.
Could I put you on camera?
Support me. Mm-hmm. Show you support me. Mm-hmm. You're going to be on the E! Entertainment channel.
And I'll bring the boys by. Bring my brothers by. I'll let them meet Jules Astor.
Ma. Pa. Please.
I don't know, son. It makes me sick to my stomach every time we have to come out there to West Hollywood. I don't understand why you put us through that crap. I swear to God. Man, oh, man, you know, I know you've become very successful. You're getting paid a lot of money on that network. But, man, this just, you know, that behavior is just completely unnatural.
Son, we just don't see how you can look at another man's butt and find pleasure.
Listen, I'll put you on television. I promise I'll introduce you to Jules Fast. Please. Please, I'll let you sit in on Talk Soup.
Your brothers don't want to come.
Please, I'll show them a good time. I have lots of supermodels. Please, please understand.
Pa's cleaning his gun.
Daddy, we don't want to go out to Steve's show.
Hey, Daddy.
Daddy, we don't want to be out there.
Daddy, I don't want to be on that fag show.
Come on now, I thought you disowned him, Dad. I don't care if we get free hotels. I swear to God, I don't care if we get to go to that Chinese... That Chinese theater. I don't want to do it, Daddy.
Now listen, boys, this is your mama speaking.
Oh, mommy.
I don't care if he's a pole smoker or not.
Oh, no.
He's a Cometco.
All right.
Through and through. And it's his birthday, and he's invited us out to come out there and be on his little television show.
Oh,
and we're gonna sit there.
Oh, shoot, mama, he's putting the camera on us.
We're gonna sit there, and we're gonna be polite.
Oh, man, he wears all them shiny jackets and them turtlenecks.
We're gonna watch him do his show.
Oh, damn it, mommy.
And we're not going to think about the fact that as soon as the show is over, he's going to be diving into some guy's duke. It was the most awkward.
Oh, man.
Because he was so proud. That is.
Sure.
And I'd like to say today's a special day. And it's not a special day just because it's my birthday. It's a special day because for the first time ever, my family has come out to watch me tape this show. If we could turn the camera off me. That's something I thought I'd never say.
Are they going to serve us lunch?
And put it on right there. You see there is my mom and my dad and my two brothers.
Where's that piece of ass he works with? Come on, I want to meet her. Oh, damn it, mommy. I want to get back there. I got two-a-day practices coming up.
Last. Steve, this is Ma Cometco. we came out, we supported you. Happy birthday.
We're a Polish working class family. We don't like our brother in Hollywood.
We have knitted you a quilt. And we wish you a good day.
Oh, no, mommy. I don't want to do that ever since you got into your hair coloring. Damn it, Mom.
Good day to you, son.
What's Dad doing? I got nothing to say. I got nothing to say. That's it. I will go there. I will sit on that soundstage. I will be with you, but I got nothing to say.
Hey, Daddy.
Yeah, son.
You check out the Minai Bar?
Yes, I did, man. They got everything in there.
Snickers bars.
What is this fag chocolate they got here? Toblerone? What the hell is that?
Where's the Hershey's bar?
Come on now, I don't want Toblerone. It's made it's like a triangle. Char bar's supposed to be flat. I'll drink a Coke, though. Where hey, look, they got peanuts. I'll drink the, I'll pour my peanuts in my Coke.
I come to peanuts in one of them fancy, like, mason jars.
You done real well, Steve. Your daddy's proud of you. Thanks for the Toblerone chocolate, the peanuts, and the Coke at the hotel. We've got to be going now. We have an early flight.
Happy birthday.
Thank you for bringing the Cometcos out to Los Angeles.
Happy birthday.
My Bob Cometco and your two sons who play football. Your brothers, rather.
Okay, we got a break. Well, see, something good came out of the whole orgy thing.
Yeah, and what they're doing now, those people that just left, they're probably, like, doing it like rabbits in the car now.
Yeah, of course.
When the mics aren't on.
Yeah, thanks.
You come on this show, you have to perform when the microphones are open.
Just having a careless grazing out there. They're just out there just like animals, unprotected sex.
Yes.
Right out of the corner of Elm and Main Street.
Yeah, the fiery redheads lifting their leg in the air, it's just incredible.
But here in the studio where you want some publicity.
Right.
You want publicity for your orgy?
Have sex.
Always think, WWSD, what would Steve do?
Don't you think it's important that when they come on the show to promote something like this, we don't want to cajole. We don't want to have to beg. We want, just start the show and let us describe.
Be honest, you're whores. You're going to go up and be part of a human buffet.
Right.
We're fine with that.
Sure.
Everybody's got to make a living.
Absolutely.
But if you're going to go whore yourself out tomorrow night in New York,
and you want to get it promoted on a radio show,
you got to whore yourself out here.
Amen.
That's it.
Yeah, lesson learned.
Whores is whores.
Very good.
Parts is parts. Cometco's is Cometco.
Oh, Daddy, can we leave now, please?
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
We sure will. Here's the phone number. 877-365-3636.
Danny.
Let's see who's calling, okay? Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, Don.
Yeah, I am. Hi.
Hey, this is Jim Thomas from West Virginia here.
Yes, hi. How are ye? Thank you all for calling.
Doing good. Hey, I just wanted to tell you, we need to make sure your son never comes to West Virginia, because if you think he's lazy, you haven't met my daughter. And she's 17, the same age.
Yeah.
And I just have a feeling if they would ever meet,
They would have sloth children. I mean, they would be. They would never wake up. They'd never get out of bed. They'd never do anything.
I believe we have discussed, though, that the sleep requirements of the late teenager, the 16, 17, and 18-year-old, is it's your prime sleeping
but
time.
But there is also the laziness factor.
Right. Yeah.
That and any parent of a modern teenager will tell you that, for instance, this morning, if my kid had something that he wanted to do,
right,
and had to be out of the house at 5 o'clock in the morning,
he'd be gone.
He would be gone.
Right, absolutely.
We set a wake-up time of 9 o'clock. You go in. You're not awake. Mm-hmm. I cut you some slack. I say, I'm going to go take a shower.
Sure.
You get your ass out of bed. By the time I come back, all is forgiven.
Right.
I come back. He's still there.
Mm-hmm.
Laying. Mm. You know. Dog ass around him again because the dog is crapped in his room.
No.
Not as bad as the other time. They're just a little Tootsie Roll.
Right.
You know, and I just said, took the Xbox. And, sure, why not? Feels good.
Feels good.
Feels good. It's the only power I have in my life.
No problem.
The only power I have left. I have no more power over this radio show. I have no more power.
You have power over this radio show.
Not really, Mike.
Yeah, maybe you're right.
I have no more power over my own yard. Mm-hmm. My wife has turned it into a parking lot.
That's right. You have no power over guests because, you know, we indicated we wanted the orgy to start taking place, and they were in here like the Mouseketeers.
Now, guys, I can help you out on that, too, that orgy thing.
Yes.
Next month in Preston County, West Virginia, they have something similar. The only thing is, instead of wearing masks, they wear hats. And instead of $45, it costs you a covered dish. And instead of calling it an orgy ball, I think they call it a family reunion.
There you go.
Thank you, my friend. All right, you're not that bad.
That's funny.
From West Virginia, that's not bad.
Okay.
All right, see you later. Bye-bye. All right. Hello,
a covered dish.
Front of my show. Hello.
Oh, hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Right.
Hey, Don. I was just listening earlier today. I've been in and out of sales calls, so I haven't had an opportunity to call. But why the heck do you need to have your son up at 9 a.m.?
It's called living a normal person's life.
Yeah, I guess so. But, you know, father did that to me. I never understood it. You know.
Yeah, but you're better for it, sir.
And I'm sure when you have a 17-year-old son, you won't appreciate the fact that if you gave him the opportunity, he would sleep until 3 o'clock in the afternoon every day.
Absolutely, and I think that's kind of odd. I mean, I guess I have a 2-year-old right now and a 4-month-old. So
great. Well, then talk to me in 15 years, okay?
Exactly.
Right now, your biggest problem is the fact that you got to change a poopy diaper.
Exactly, and I said I'm not in your position at this point in time, but it's odd how when they're young, we want them to sleep as long as possible, and as they get older, we want to wake them up early in the morning.
That's an absolute 100% fact.
Just think, maybe if your dad had done it to you more often, you would be, as opposed to selling things that other people create, you'd be creating things yourself.
Actually, the funny thing is, I run a family business, and we manufacture the product that we sell.
You got me.
Turning around on you.
I was kidding.
KMA, my friend.
You can tell that he's a salesman. Can I talk for a second here, sir?
What does KMA mean?
Just for a second, I want to say that I was kidding because I respect the sales profession. I respect people that sell things.
Always have.
What does KMA mean?
Kiss my ass.
Oh, so. What does ABC mean?
I've already been chewed.
No.
No idea.
What type of a salesman are you? Always be closing. Always be closing. Right. Did you watch Glengarry Glen Ross?
Absolutely
always be
not.
Closing.
I don't have time. I have a 2-year-old and a 4.5-month-old.
He doesn't have time between talking.
All right. All right. Thanks for the call. Listen, you know what? You do. Bart's on the phone.
Uh-oh. Pardon me?
My son's calling in.
Okay. Well, it's a business doing pleasure with you, gentlemen.
Thank you. All right.
It's a salesman joke.
Here you go.
ABC always be
closing. Give that man a prize.
What do you mean?
Give that man a
prize. Oh, the guy who called on you in your defense?
He deserves one. Come on, he's got him lying around.
No. Nay-nay. Nay-nay. 9 a.m., wake-up time.
Why? Makes no sense.
Nevertheless, that's the way it is.
Today's modern age, we have something called a break. Summer. Let me sleep.
Yes, and I'm allowing you to sleep until 9 o'clock.
Oh, well, thank you very much for that courteous time. No, that's nothing.
You know, the thing is, hey, Bart, you should know that, you know, in, what, a year or 2 years of college?
A year.
A year. In a year.
I've reminded him of that.
I will give you the Mike O'Mara tip here that when you get to college, you not your first semester and probably not a whole bunch your second, but when you get into that sophomore year, you lay those classes out just like I did. My first class for my entire college career, my earliest class on Monday was 6:30 in the evening.
Have I ever told you you are my hero?
That means I'm screwed.
I know.
Yeah. Yeah, you know. Yeah.
Screwed. Uncle Mike is your hero.
Right. And, you know, the first question to ask your first college roommate, it's a very important question. Do you like to sleep? If you enjoy your sleeping, make sure you get a college roommate that likes the same thing.
I think this is on a moot point right now. Because
yeah, right now he's living under your roof. I'm supporting you, Don.
He still has time under my roof.
Right.
With these house
exactly.
rules.
Exactly. Exactly.
All right, son. I'll talk to you later.
All right.
I'll see you.
9 a.m. tomorrow morning.
No, that's right. I'll see you then.
Okay.
I'll see you before that. We're going to the show tonight, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're going to... Tonight, Bart and I are going to go see Chicago.
Ah, Chicago. Oh, fantastic.
Out of Wolf Trap. Looking forward to it. All right, bud. I'll see you.
Okay.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
That's funny. Give that man a prize.
There he is.
He's always had that way of talking when he calls on the radio, too. Remember we had that tape one time where we weren't sure whether it was Bart or not?
Oh, that's right.
It's my way or whatever. Hey, something like
here
that.
Here it is. Here's Bart.
That is my guess. The bad guess.
This is from some movie or something.
That is my guess. The bad guess. That is my guess. The bad guess. The bad guess. That is my guess. The bad guess.
Give that man a prize.
That is my guess. The bad guess.
Hello, Don, on my show.
Yeah, hello.
Hey.
Yeah, I got a comment about some kids sleeping in. Yes. I think he had to be up early, out doing a part-time job of some sort, earning money, you know?
Well, now, he does have a part-time job, but he has a part-time job that allows him to work late in the day, a couple of days a week.
Still let him get up.
That's right. That's what I'm doing. I'm making him get up.
That's right. Let him get up. Enjoy. Thanks.
All right, thank you, my friend.
All right, bye-bye. Thanks. Bye.
I'm trying to think back when I was growing up. No, even the summertime, it wasn't like I could sleep in. You know,
right.
even if I didn't have something to do, but most of the time I had something to do.
Parts and parts. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, Don?
Yes.
I'm calling from West Coast. It's a little after 10 o'clock. I forgot my Palm Pilot at home. I'm trying to get some information out of it. My kid just graduated high school. How the hell do I get him up? I've tried the house out 3 different times.
Well, seriously, I mean, if you're really having a problem, put the kid in a box and mail him to me. I'll raise him correctly as if he were my own.
Oh, good. That might be good because he's about ready for college, so that'll work out fine.
I really don't have time to really get into the real strategy of what I'm doing because there is a strategy, and keep in mind that the enemy, in this case my son, is listening to the radio.
Yes, well, you don't want to tip your hand.
And I heard you earlier, you were talking about the Xbox. Well, we don't have an Xbox. He does have a TV in his room, but... It doesn't have cable, so it's not like you can do anything.
There has to be something the kid likes.
Right.
Whatever the kid likes, you take away.
Okay. I'll figure that one out.
And it really, if you have a problem, just put the kid in the box, put a couple of, punch a couple of holes
air
in
holes,
it, and send him to me. I'll raise him.
Yeah. Can I send it to you?
That's a little dicey with this warm weather and all.
Hello, Donna Mike.
It'd be all right. A little brain damage.
Hello, Donna Mike.
What's up, guys?
Hey.
Hey, this is Chris from New Orleans. I just wanted to welcome you guys to the city.
What up? We're on in New Orleans. It's news to us.
Are we on in New Orleans?
Yeah, you are on in New Orleans only for a couple days now. I don't really know what you guys are about, but...
What is the radio station?
94.7. I'm sorry,
94.9.
We're on an FM stick in the Big Easy?
Yeah, you are.
Come on, Bob. 94.9. Are you telling the truth?
Yeah.
Well, they don't tell us so at the network. They don't.
What are the call letters?
I don't really know. It's pretty much a brand new station. It's called Extreme Radio.
Extreme Radio.
Extreme Radio 94.9, and then I live across the lake from New Orleans, which is, I pick it up on 94.7.
Okay, they got two frequencies.
That's a lake puncher train.
All right, thank you, my friend. We'll look into that.
Buzz is the only member of our merry crew that actually resided in the city that Ken forgot.
It's great. The Crescent City.
Yes. It's got more names than any city in America.
It does.
City that smells like number one.
Hey.
It does. All the time.
City with the really bad strip joints.
I love Todd and Mike's
show.
A few
good ones, but the ones that are down in the tourist areas, you know.
That's right.
I mean, there was a lady, seriously, looked like Star Jones that was on stage one night.
Todd and Mike.
Hey there.
I didn't know. I didn't just accidentally stumbled in there.
Hello.
Hi. I just wanted to let you know that your son is very fortunate to sleep until 9 a.m. When I was living at home, we had to be up by 6 on school days and 7 on the weekends.
No, Rob, Rob's having a problem.
Rob, I don't know what your problem is.
And I'm 38 years old, and when I still go home, I still have to be up by 8 a.m.
Wow. Good for you. Now, Rob, listen, you know, I only wish when little Adolf is born that around the time that he starts to get his pubes.
What about baby Julia, who is, you know, still toddling around now? I mean, it's going to be sooner than that. Are you saying that you would make a different rule for girls?
No, what I'm saying is that being the father.
Right.
It's easier for the father, I think, to discipline a son.
When my daughters get to be a certain age, they are going to be up early whether they want to or not. Because when they get to be there, well, caregiving. Caregiving for dad. I mean, I'm pretty much figuring that out.
I'm for dad's feeding.
Todd and Mike's show.
Time to wheel dad out to the porch.
And it's very regimented living in the convent.
It is. Hello, Todd and Mike.
Time for prayer.
Hello.
Todd and Mike?
Yeah, hi.
Hi, my name's Andrea, and I just want to tell you guys that I think it would be a perfect time to let Bart sleep in late, because I'm a full-time college student. I work 40 hours a week on the summer, and I take two summer classes, and on the weekends, I sleep till like 3, 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
You know what this is, honey? Do you hear this right now? The world's smallest violin playing just for you. You hear that?
You're not supposed to sleep like that either. It's very bad for you.
Yeah. And furthermore, you want to earn some extra money. I want to tell you, you know, you got the gift right there, right between your legs.
Oh my! Or come down and say you're going to have a big orgy somewhere, but then have the orgy in the radio station.
Hey, you want to?
Don't
wanna,
disappoint the disc jockeys who are very angry.
You want to earn? You want to earn extra money? Look at God. You know what God has given you? God's given you a cash register right between your legs.
Wow!
Thank you.
I like to earn my money the honest way.
It's an honest way.
Not that way, though.
Okay, honey.
Anytime you're paid for services, it's honest.
Let me just say, God has also given you cash registers on the end of each of your arms.
Mm-hmm.
And he's also given you a cash register right underneath your nose.
Cash register right under your nose.
And it doesn't have to be the cash register between your legs.
Use your ATMs.
Oh, hello, Donna Mike's show.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, this is the Young Spaniard.
Hi, young Spaniard.
I am calling to thank all the small people that came to watch me fight in Memphis, and I want to clarify, I'm not only from Spain, but Venezuela, Colombia, Mexico, and Portugal.
All right, thank
great,
you.
Great, great bit idea. One of the worst Spanish accents I've ever heard in my life.
That's only because you do not know what a true Spaniard sounds like.
I know, it makes it funny, though.
Yeah, I understand.
Okay, my
life. A true Spaniard.
Hello, Todd and Mike's show.
Hey, I had a question for Mike.
Yes, sir.
Have you got the cable in your place yet?
Yes, I do.
Well, did Buzz pressure you every day to get Cox Digital cable?
No, I got the DirecTV. I got the DirecTV in my place. I got the satellite internet too.
I'm not sure he lives in the service area, so you wouldn't.
Yeah, I live in a very remote area in a bunker.
So Buzz didn't come to you with his pierced tongue and
no,
tattoos.
No, Buzz actually sent me a Taiwan basket though.
Hello, Donna Mike.
Which I sleep in.
Enjoy.
Hello,
stomach down.
Donna
Mike. I look like a spider.
Yeah, Donna Mike, wait.
She's suspended about 8 inches over my real bed.
Yeah, it's us. You're on the air. Hello.
Hi, how you doing?
Okay.
Hey, I was wondering, can your son sleep anywhere? I mean, can he fall asleep at any point in time, anywhere in the house?
What do you mean? Can he? I mean, if he wanted to, he could. Sure, I guess.
Okay, I was saying, you know, go ahead and tell him he can sleep as long as he wants. He just can't sleep on anything that's going to be comfortable. Sleep on the floor, sleep on a pillow, sleep on
I believe I have the situation under control.
That'll solve the problem, though. There's nothing you want better than when there's some people coming over to your house and your son is sleeping in the middle of the kitchen.
My wife and I have the situation under control, sir. Thank you, though. Hello, Donna Mike.
Dr. Spock calling.
Hello.
Hey, this is Bert.
Hi, Bert.
Hey, I'm calling from the candy booth. Melt my cheese. Calling about the Jack Diamond show.
Hey, my friend, how you doing?
Hey, man, Jack's son did not thank the small people, and he did not thank me.
Hey, there you go, Bert.
Man, I'm E-O'd.
Hey, Bert, how are things going on your own?
Yeah, that's all right. Oh, I snuck into this canning booth. I found a little hole in the wall.
Oh, that's great.
I rolled right through it, man.
That's great. Do you have your cheese in there?
Yeah, I'm melting my cheese on my on my foreskin, man.
Attaboy, Bert.
All right.
Hey, nice talking to you, my friend.
Bye, Bert.
Bert. Hey, Diamond.
Bert.
I'm one of the small people.
Exactly.
Hey, it's Rhea. I look like a rat.
Hello, Don, on my show.
Don?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
How are you guys? El Rayo X from Austin, Texas.
Pardon me?
This is El Rayo X from Austin, Texas.
Yes, hi.
I just wanted to let you know the call letters in New Orleans. WXXM.
All right.
49.
WXXM.
Extreme Radio.
Is Rob, you're shaking your head. What, no? You don't believe it?
I believe it, but it's just this guy.
Yeah, this guy.
This guy. What about this guy?
Rob was shaking his head.
It's possible.
Ruefully.
Possible that this guy's just a super fan of the show.
Could be.
Oh, is that it, sir?
That's it.
WXSN is in Nancy?
XXM is in Mary.
Mary, okay.
WXXM as in X-rated, as in double X-rated, as in M, your mom. Mary.
Member.
Mary.
Oh, Mary.
Mary.
Yeah, Mary.
Because you said Mary.
Hello, Mary.
Hello, Donna Mike's show.
Yo.
Don Yo. Mike. Yo, hi.
Yo, what's going on? I just wanted to call in and let you know I got the college thing down pat. I'm a college student.
Well, where do you go to school?
I go to school at Drexel University in Philly.
Philly, got you. Okay.
And I think you guys got it all wrong. You see, I schedule all my classes for 8 to about 8 to 11 in the morning. 3 days, 4 days a week, and I finish up my night with my college classes.
All right, so you're out all night, and then when you're done partying, you party all night long.
Exactly.
And then the last thing you do before you go to bed is go to school.
That's the way to do it.
Okay.
I completely disagree, because I really do believe that at that age you do, you have sleep requirements, and you have recovery time that's
good
necessary.
Luck.
My schedule when I was at American University, my last 2 years at American University, and I'll say specifically the first semester of my senior year, was as follows. I would have a class, my only class would be 6:30 on Monday. Then on Tuesday, I would have my early morning classes, which would be like 9 or 10. And then, of course, Tuesday night was Tuesday night at the tavern. And we would have Tuesday night at the tavern. Then I think I had one class on Wednesday, and then Thursday I had late afternoon. Friday, no classes at all.
Of course.
First class being Monday at 6:30 in the evening.
Yeah, there you go. There's that quality education your parents are paying for.
Well, when you go to America, in the days that I went to American University, it's gotten better since then, but now it's a lot more, you know, all that academic stuff. But when I went there, it was really important to schedule your classes so that they would really complement your social life.
I think there's a lot of guys, though, and maybe girls, but a lot of guys who have the capacity to stay up all night, and who can work the opposite hours. So for those guys, I could see that logic.
I would have done that if there were classes that required discussion groups. Because then I would be great. You know, if you would stay out all night and then roll into, like, the kind of class where the chairs would be put in a circle.
Yeah.
No, let me disagree.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don.
Yes.
Hey, this is Alan.
Hi, Alan.
Hey, I served you at the country club about 2 weeks ago, and you gave me a $10 tip. I just want to say thank you, man.
Well, that's the type of generous individual I am.
Yeah, I saw you, and I took a double take, and then...
Hey, Don.
That started out so beautifully, and I had to just delete you out there.
I have country club experience, and although he was very nice to call you and tell you this, you must have him fired.
Why must I have him fired?
It's simply for the sake that he's called the radio show.
He's all right,
I have him fired. I'm sorry, sir, you've lost your job.
You're
you're one of the small people.
Are you the guy who wrote on the check, been listening a long time or something like that?
Yeah, since you're on 105.
Right, gotcha. All right, appreciate it. Thank you, my friend.
Take it easy.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
He meant well.
Bye-bye.
Nice to see you field a few of these now.
I got no problem with that, with the fact that, I mean, we don't belong to a fancy golf club like
you do.
We belong to a regular one. Well, a medium one. Okay.
Upper medium.
But hold on, as opposed to...
Oh, Bushwood.
The Taj Mahal.
Yes, okay. The Taj Mahal. For now.
And, yeah, that's right. That's going to be changing soon, too.
Yeah, well, yeah, I already put my letter in.
But, I can't discuss it, because I had to delete out what the guy was saying.
Right.
But apparently, when I was there with my family over the weekend, I was...